Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. A sweeping reset of the regulatory architecture may be in the works. Lakshman Roy reports that a Niti Aayog panel led by Rajiv Gauba has proposed the Jan Vishwas Siddhant, a trust-based approach that would involve scrapping licenses, permits, and Inspector Raj, and shifting to third-party inspections and digitally enabled compliance. Meanwhile, the rupee's undervaluation has sparked export hopes even as new challenges surface. Ishan Gera reports that the rupee has entered its longest stretch of undervaluation in 7 years, with the real effective exchange rate slipping to 97.47, making exports potentially more competitive. Swaraj Singh Danjal reports that companies are accelerating hedge coverage and exploring structured products to navigate the currency volatility. Meanwhile, the RBI's intervention in the spot market hit a three-year high in the 9 months to September as the central bank defended the currency, reports Manish M. Suvarna. On the financial services front, Jefferies India is inducting an industry heavyweight for its asset management company. Hamsini Karthik reports that Keki Mistry is likely to join Jefferies India's asset management business as its chairman, as the company awaits SEBI approval and builds its team to tap into the growing mutual funds market. Meanwhile, brokerages have raised concerns over the regulator's proposed fee cap. Rajesh Kumar and Anisha Kumar report that brokers have met with SEBI officials to express concerns about the proposed reduction in mutual fund brokerage fees, arguing that it will discourage research and affect their profitability. Network interference has sparked a blame game between Airtel and Tejas Networks. While Airtel is blaming Tejas's equipment, the charge has been denied by the Tata-controlled telecom gear maker, which supplied equipment for BSNL's 4G rollout. Danish Khan reports that a filter, which was not part of the original tender specifications, could fix the issue, but BSNL would need to procure it. People close to Tejas said the problem lies in the limited guard band between the spectrum blocks allocated to Airtel and BSNL, rather than the equipment. India's education system needs a job-oriented overhaul. In a conversation with Chandra R. Srikanth and Reshab Shaw, Infosys's chief marketing officer, Sumit Virmani, said India must shift its focus from training to employability if it is to bridge the widening innovation gap. India, he said, continues to produce millions of graduates each year, but struggles to convert educational attainment into meaningful work. The impact of the toxic air quality is visible in drug sales. Viswanath Pillar reports that respiratory drug sales have surged by 14.7% in October, driven by heightened demand for anti-asthma and COPD medications, as air pollution causes respiratory distress and long-term health risks. The recent Labour Code changes have sparked concerns over take-home pay. Tina Jane Koshal explains that under the new wage rules, wages must form at least 50% of CTC, potentially pulling variable pay and bonuses into the PF-eligible bucket. Atul Gupta, a partner at Trilegal, urges employers to seek expert advice on compliance, particularly regarding gratuity payments and contract hiring. And finally, travel is booming. Travel operators are seeing a 30 to 35% growth in demand for luxury stays, with travelers opting for private islands, ultra-premium hotels and yachts, reports Mariam Faruqi. Destinations such as Dubai, the Maldives and Europe are top picks for winter breaks. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.